James Hart sits in his studio overlooking Main Street in Haines, bathed in afternoon spring sunlight and a sweeping view of Mount Rapinski. Northwest Coast Formline paintings and paddles hang on the walls, and a splitboard leans against one wall, all painted by his brother, cousin, and Hart himself.
My name is James Grootjesh Hart, and I'm an artist.
He puts the finishing touches on a new Formline painting, outlining a bold black design highlighted by red forms and a yellow background. He began focusing on Northwest Coast Formline art just a few years ago.
It's been a very long road from the start, which was a paddle making class with Wayne Price here in Haines at the wood shop at the school. And from there, was able to apprentice with him on 2 40-foot dugouts, and kind of wasn't sure if that was the direction that I wanted to keep going, but it just kept calling me back.
From there, he began taking Formline design classes with Tsimshian artist David Robert Boxley of Metlakatla. Then the COVID pandemic hit.
I spent a lot of time just working on designs. My design work has gotten a lot better, and I felt like I was in a place where I'm comfortable designing, and now I want to start learning how to carve these designs.
Up next is something totally new for Hart, working in glass. He was selected to attend a workshop at the Pilchuck Glass School in Washington State, working with renowned Tlingit glass artist Preston Singletary and master carver Joe David.
We're going to be blowing glass and then sandblasting our designs onto these different pieces, so super excited.
Then Hart will apprentice with revered master Haida artist Robert Davidson.
If you're unfamiliar with Robert Davidson, he's your favorite Northwest Coast artist, favorite artist.
Davidson is a pivotal figure in the Northwest Coast art renaissance starting in 1969 and is an internationally known carver of totem poles and masks, printmaker, painter, and jeweler. Hart approached Davidson last winter, and they discussed his work and agreed Hart would apprentice with him at his British Columbia studio for the next few years.
I'll be honest, I got done, jumped around and fist pumped a few times and then probably cried a little bit too. So it's like all the emotions wrapped up in one. It's like an extremely difficult art form to kind of learn and start getting good at, and to kind of quietly be working by myself up to the point where I'm getting an opportunity to work with one of the best. It's like, I don't know, I feel extremely fortunate.
Hart tears up a bit and grabs a paintbrush again.
He does a lot for Haida Gwaii and Haida people. He's also a little bit Tlingit, so that's also fun to put in. But he holds his culture extremely highly, and it seems like that's been his driving force, is the culture. And to be able to kind of learn from somebody and learn how to create a career that's culturally based is really what I'm looking for.
Community members may know Hart from a number of leadership roles in Haines. He's the president of the Chilkoot Indian Association and involved in tribal and regional public affairs. He's also coach Hart to young basketball players at Haines High or Little League players during the summer. Hart says he plans to travel back and forth between Haines and BC and continue participating in those areas, particularly mentoring and sharing traditional arts with youth.
Haines is a wonderful community. It's a place that I'm always going to be coming back to as home. So, but with that being said, that means I get to go other places and learn new things and hopefully bring it back and integrate it into the community. So, you know, I've been really hoping to gain larger skills so I could use those skills here at home and hopefully teach, you know, help teach the next generation as well. So that's an aspiration.